Triple M's Rush Hour podcast for Motorsport Wheels and Tyres, Australia's largest range of wheel and tyres at two great locations, Mount Derrimut Road, Derrimut, and South Gippsland Highway, Dandenong South, or online at mswt.com.au.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Leave the MC work to Billy.
Put moron number two on the phone.
I don't think there's a man with less knowledge on a subject.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Triple M. I feel good.
Oh, it's a Monday, Bill. We always feel good. I'll tell you what we're doing. What? Damien Barrett in here shortly.
Damien.
Nice big round of footy. Lots of questions we need to ask that fine gentleman. Yep. And in the second half, the top flight, Bridge Duclos.
Bridge.
Always nice to have her in. We've got the Fat and Skinny Ad Agency. We've got a brand new segment that we're just going to run up the flagpole.
That's yours, Jim.
A bit of topics, a bit of social media feedback, or all the stuff the Rush Hour family are desperate to hear. Hello to you, Fat Man.
G'day, Jimmy boy. Lovely to be here today. G'day, listeners. G'day you, Leroy.
Out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
It looks like I'm a wreck. It's in the hole!
Well, not Masters champion, but US Open champion is Brooks Koepka.
Yeah, Brooks Koepka. And he did it with his leg in the air, Bill.
Who is Brooks Koepka?
Very, very good young player. 27-year-old out of the States. Big man. Huge, big muscles.
Oh, hits it long.
He looks like a centre-half back. That's what he looks like. Yeah. Hits it a mile.
Good.
And took the piss, Bill. He won by that far. It didn't matter. Four shots, and he really had more than that going up the last. So he was very, very impressive. A very interesting leaderboard for me.
Please tell me.
Because most of the top 10 weren't there. Hideki Matsuyama's a fine player from Japan. Yeah. He came second.
Where's Chuck Fowler? What happened to him? He
fell away a bit. He ended up tied fifth. Not too bad. Yeah. But Brian Harman, Tommy Fleetwood, Xander Schauffele, these blokes, never heard of them. Mm. Well, we have, but they're not top 10.
Well, I'll give you a little stat here.
They're not at the sharp end.
Koepka, right?
Yep.
Win extends the streak of breakthrough major winners with the last seven championships, last seven, Jim, being won by first-time victors.
That's it, Bill. That's it.
She's open, isn't it?
Well, and you go through, there were two, players, Bill, that seriously I had literally, and I'm a massive fan.
Yeah, you love it.
Had never heard of before. So, and they're in the top 10. But anyway, fascinating watching this morning. The Aussies miles back.
Leishman.
It was only Leish, and he ended up tied 27, which I'm pretty confident, unless they've changed the rules, gets him back next year, which is the good news. So he's
one under.
He's exempt from the US Open field for next year. But
Jordan,
that was it. No
Jordan
one else.
Spieth, I was watching there for a while. What's happened to those guys, Jim?
Jordan Spieth's putting's, which used to be a huge strength of his, has fallen away. Bill, it was a very interesting tournament. They tried it on a different course, a different layout to the normal US Open. I liked it. But I reckon the nerds that run the USPGA don't like it and will change back to the normal style of course.
There was only five trees on the course. Bill, five trees, Jim.
I like the fact that you had to be inventive around the greens with your short game, because normally they have this huge, great, big, long rough.
Yeah.
And you just got to gouge it out of there, and it just creates five over winning and all the rest of it, which I know some people like, but for me, I thought this was a fascinating championship. I loved it today, and old Brooks, as I say, did it on his ear.
I tell you what else, who did it on their ear? Pakistan.
Yes.
They've pulled off a major upset, Jim. They won the Champions Trophy. Final, they smashed arch enemy India by 180 runs. 180 runs, Jim.
Yep.
They batted first. They made 4 for 338.
Yep.
And then India all out for 158. And thank God for old Panda. Panda made 76. But Kohli, 5. Sharma got a duck, Jim. They just Singh got 22. MS Dhoni, 4. So they got smashed.
And they won't like that either, because every time they get upended by the arch enemy, Bill, unrest.
Well, they are arch enemies, Jim.
They are. No,
don't. They're a fair dinkum.
Of the most arch.
Very much so.
Yes.
So Pakistan, who are so hot and cold, aren't they? They can be very good or they can be terrible.
Their best is very good.
Exactly. So well done to the Pakistanis. We like that.
Storm.
Storm. Did you see that on the weekend, Jim? So there's no Billy Slater because the game two of their State of Origin is Wednesday night, by the way. Mm-hmm. Rabsy.
What now?
Billy Slater didn't play. Cameron Smith didn't play. Cooper Cronk didn't play. Will Chambers didn't play.
Half the side
didn't play. So all these young boys stepped in, Jim, and it was the young 19-year-old Colin Croft, or Brody Croft.
Yes, righto.
Just put one over the uprights, and, mate, they won by a point.
Nice.
So that is well done. And in front of 17,000, a very good crowd. Well done, Stormers.
As we leave, because I know we've got to get Damo involved, as we leave the US Open, Bill, the other thing I want you to look at when you see the news services tonight is the class with which Brooks handled the final hole and the next couple of minutes. So none of the bullshlarking, none of the air punching and carrying on like a real tool, which Patrick Reed and a few of those Yankees can do.
Yeah.
He was very understated and very respectful and very classy, Bill. So nice to see.
So his first name's Brooks. Brooks. Not Brooke.
Brooks Koepka. Now, Bill, we need to get to a break because Damo's in next and, there's some stuff we need to find out from
come on, Damien.
This is Damo's Recovery Session.
Everything you need to know about the AFL.
Coates Hire will help make your job happen. 13 15 52 or coateshire.com.au. Triple M.
Thanks to Coates Hire. Damo's in. Hello, Damo.
Hello, Jim and Bill. And I'm completely sold on the Demons. I'm a buyer.
You're a buyer.
I'm a convert. Oh. I'm thinking loftily on their behalf. I reckon they can do some real damage in 2017.
Yeah,
given their best team isn't out there at the moment, you can't really find too many ways to argue. I'm concerned about what they were playing against yesterday. You'll get back to that. We'll get to that on the other end of the segment. But I do like it, and with all the duest respect to Paul Roos, who is a coaching phenom, exactly right,
icon.
Premiership icon, and all of the rest of it. So what I'm saying, I don't mean to be in any way disrespecting what he did, but I think you can clearly see what Simon Goodwin has done to that team.
Yeah, you can.
Their defensive side of their game is so much better than it was.
Yes. The addition of Hibbard in that part of the ground is obviously a key to what's happening. You look across the same line, don't you, and you see Jaden Hunt, the elevation of him this year. It's quite extraordinary, the run that he's given. Salem, who I looked at some stages of the past couple of years to be non-eventful, he's become a key player. And you then go forward and you see Pedersen playing a pitch hit role in the absence of the big man who we'll talk about in a minute. You see the two McDonalds who we're just going through, meandering through the early parts of 2017. Now they're key players.
What about the pig?
Yeah, I just mentioned him.
Every time, what I liked, Damo, and I wasn't at the ground, but what I liked is every time a Western Bulldogs player got the ball and turned to go upfield, he was confronted by a Melbourne defender coming forward to defend, which is a modern way of ground defending. And that means that everyone's buying in, you know, because if there are holes in that, then good teams just pick their way through and end up with a shot on goal. But every time it looked like to me, a dog tried to turn upfield and get the normal razzle-dazzle running they're famous for, they were confronted with a Melbourne jumper. So they're defending brilliantly.
And when, so Maxi Gawn back next? And Hogan, when are they back?
Yeah, Gawn will be back this week. And Simon Goodwin, post-match last night, did declare that to be the case. So they have a game on this weekend against West Coast on the Saturday night, Bill, which will become a key game. But they've declared him right to go. Hogan is going to be, the way I read this now, given the lack of conditioning that he's got, going to be at least three. And it may well be a bit beyond that too. So how they get them both back into this team that is now fifth, and it's just hard to get your head around that. They've all played 12 games now, Bill. There's no uneven nature about this ladder right now, given the buys have all finished. They've all played the 12 games. They sit fifth. It's a deserved fifth, and they're very, very nicely positioned.
Well done.
Before we move off them and get on to the, as you said, Jim, the equal story out of the round, that being the opponent that they beat on the weekend, I just love what Tommy Bugg did yesterday with that Instagram.
Good.
And I'm a little bit tiring of the negativity around it and what would have happened if they'd lost and does it represent and does it reflect poorly on the club? No, I don't think it does. If they did lose by 10 goals and he had one kick, that's his problem.
Yep.
And he's probably going to be omitted if he did what he did. He then went out into the ground and got inside the heads of people who are normally calm and collected, i.e. Easton Wood, and managed to milk a few frees that probably weren't there, but he played a role, Bill.
And
stood
it was a
up.
Bit of fun. It was a playful Instagram, as he said. They were all mates with JJ. For those who don't know what happened, he put out an Instagram himself and Jack Watts in Instagram, and it said, it was pointed at Jason Johannesson, and it said, "You ready?" That's all it was.
I think Jack Watts was an inadvertent participant in that. I don't think he knew that was going to be posted the way it was.
So Josh Jenkins come out. I like that too. Yeah. Big JJ. He said, "To my friends in the media."
Mm.
Has he got a lot?
I think he does have a few, Josh. Yeah, he's...
Tom Bug's jibe was exactly what you want from our from players' personality. Remember that before condemning.
Yep.
Exactly right. So that's good, good.
I like it too. You know for a fact, though, Jim, he won't be doing it again the way it was received by Simon Goodwood and out of the senior players at Melbourne. Yeah. And I get all of that, but I also want to state too strongly that well done to him. And I reckon he's like a bit like Hayden Ballantyne these days, Tommy Bug. Maybe not as skilled and maybe not as impactful on his own team, but who knows, he may still be. But right now he gets up opponents
and
he gets up supporters of the opposition
team. He's a pest.
He's a pest.
As the great Broadway Joe Namath once famously said, the quarterback for the Jets won the unwinnable Super Bowl. It ain't bragging if you can back it up, Purple.
Yep.
So they win, you move on.
Yep.
They lose, he lets a bit of a microscope.
Well, speaking of lose, the Bulldogs lost their fourth game of their past five. And the only win they got within that stretch of games was a pretty easy win against St Kilda, which you called a couple of Saturdays ago. But the four losses that come in those in that five stretch, the past two have been by big margins. Sydney last week and then Melbourne on the weekend just gone. Prior to that, Geelong and West Coast got them before that St Kilda win. It's not unfolding the way that this club thought 2017 was going to.
No, no one's got a really good handle on it either. I listened to Brad Johnson talk about it yesterday on Fox Footy, obviously a very, very passionate dog, but also a very good media analyst, and he was just at a loss for words.
Mm.
He was just saying, "Why I can't put my hand on exactly what's not going right here."
And even just speaking about the words, they are different words in 2017 coming from the coach, Luke Beveridge's mouth, Jim, to last year. And as we listen to this, just compare with what you're about to hear with the no excuses philosophy completely of last year.
It's definitely not an attitudinal issue or an application issue. A belief in yourself as an individual and as a team can be fleeting. We've kept it going for a while. At the moment, we're challenged in that regard. So, we're just trying to troubleshoot and problem solve and get ourselves in a mindset where, we think we can really win again.
The contrast there being the phraseology last year, wasn't it, Bill, about one soldier goes down, don't worry about whoever it is, someone else comes in. And that was the way they approached last year. I'm not saying that he's bemoaning anything there, but it's a different tone as much as a different content, isn't it?
A lot of injuries and changes to the side week in, week out, isn't it?
The injuries are obviously a factor. I mean, you've got the mighty Bob Murphy out of there, but you and I spoke earlier, Jim, and we wanted to go through this. So the players who didn't play on the weekend, Marcus Adams still yet to play 20 games of career. Yep. Cramery didn't play a role last year. Now, it would be quite handy right now with what's going on, but didn't play last year.
Yep.
Dunkley, who's a really good young player, Bill, but again, only into his second season of footy. He's another one. Murphy is the other one. Boyd was dropped on the weekend.
Dropped.
Matty Boyd. Travis Cloak was rested, but he's already been out of the team. So that's it.
Yeah.
And Fletcher Roberts was dropped.
It's not as if they've had a 10 sort of injured spree that's just cost them any ability to pick their best side, is your point.
Fletcher Roberts was dropped, and Clay Smith was technically available. He played VFL on the weekend gone. I'd probably expect him to come back in, but he was available for a game of footy on the weekend.
So come the middle of the year when every team is partially banged up in some way or another, that is far from an extensive injured list.
Well, compared with the team we just talked about and the team that beat them yesterday, Gorn and Hogan out, that's a significant upside for the Demons.
Speaking of injuries, just on that, what's happened at the Giants with Hopper and also
Kelly. Josh Kelly.
Getting injured on Saturday?
Yeah.
At a
training session.
Well, both of them.
Yeah. Yeah, well, again, I take the club at its word, and that's what they said happened. And they're still yet to come out and say if they're going to be available this weekend. They've got a game, Bill, against Brisbane on the weekend, and that game is going to be played. Where's that game going to be played? Up there.
Saturday night.
Yep. Is it? No.
The Gabba, anyway, it's 4:35 on Saturday.
There it is.
But that's they're tougher to beat up there at their own turf, and a home turf. But that's interesting.
And they have got injuries.
Yeah,
they've got the longest list of injuries, which does them a great service to see them still second on the ladder.
Well, what it does is just point to the ridiculous depth that they have. The Richmond game, we were there at Purple. And look, everyone sort of is naturally going to say, well, they capitulated again in a tight game and they can't win the close ones and all the rest of it. But when you actually analyse what happened in that game, I think Sydney kicked 9 of the last 10 goals.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just a last minute thing. They were owned for about 40 minutes of footy.
Does that make it better or worse?
Well, what I'm saying is it wasn't like necks bobbing and then it got really tight and in the last 30 seconds they made some horrendous howlers. I mean, they were I thought anyway, watching the game as a commentator, they were dominated for a good two and quarter and a half of footy.
Yeah. Well, it was 5-0, wasn't it, from memory? I think you were
off the top.
It. And then Buddy kicked that goal in the second quarter just to get them back onto the scoreboard. And from that moment onwards, that was the 9-10 goals you referred to.
Yeah, so I guess what I'm saying is I don't reckon Dimmer would be focusing on the last 30 seconds. He'd look at that game and go, their last half, they were comprehensively beaten.
12 goals. I hear you, but they still had their chances within that time frame of that game. And when you've already got three matches in the past already in 2017... As a backstory to what happened on the weekend, I feel you can talk about it in that context.
Yeah, but I my view of that, Purple, is that's a media angle, whereas I reckon a footy department angle, he would go, forget about the last 2 minutes. Our last 50 minutes of that game, we were comprehensively beaten.
12 goals to 5 after quarter time, Jim. So they slowly got them, didn't they?
I just think they've got some... what interested me with it is John Longmire started with an even number ahead of the footy, which I haven't seen Sydney do for 10 years. Mm. Didn't work. 5 scoring shots again, 5 goals against. So he went straight back to the normal out number. And at that point, Richmond from quarter time on looked to me like they didn't have any answer to the way they were set up. So that's my worry. Well, not worry. My question to Dimmer, if he was sitting here and there were no microphones, I'd say, well, what did you do from quarter time onwards to address what the Swans coaching box did at quarter time?
Yeah. And that's often been a criticism of John Longmire, that he doesn't react well within a game. And I suppose the other positive out of the Richmond side of this conversation, Jim, is that they've only been badly beaten once. Every other team's had a couple of significantly bad losses. The 4 games, as you pointed out in the Sunday Footy Show yesterday, Bill, if they'd kicked an extra, was it 17 points, they'd have 4 more wins.
They'd be 11-1, Jim, on top of the ladder.
Bill, there's nothing to worry about from a Tiger point of view. They'll play finals, I reckon, and the thing for them is if they can push up into the top 4 and get a home final. What I did love, I don't know whether you boys showed it on the Sunday shows, is like Alex Rance... Yep. Outside of Magic Door, has the best rig in football, I reckon.
Yep.
Like, he is an Adonis, that bloke, and he must be 105 kilos.
Yep.
After Bud just caught that bloke high, he came in to fly the flag. He was a Labrador puppy, Alex Rance. Yeah. He was thumped into the turf within half a second by a man who was bigger and stronger.
Just went bang, didn't he? Threw him over.
He's a monster.
Did he stage for that, Bill?
No, that wasn't the next one. Was silly. Yeah. We don't like that, actually. I see there's a bit written about it today, but we don't need that.
Well, you highlighted it yesterday on the
footy show. We were highlighting it, actually, and there's been happened for a long time.
But I'm not talking about that one.
I know the one you mean. Yeah.
Test of strength was won comprehensively by one bloke.
Mm. Bud Weiser.
He wins amazing. Most things, doesn't he?
We're going to get a little break, and then I know there's more to come. What I can see.
Lots of positivity still to come.
Good.
For Coates Hire, help make your job happen, 13-15-52, or head to coatshire.com.au. Damien Barrett's still with us.
We just talked about the Blues prior to the break. Very good, Purple.
Yeah, really, really good. And the fact they're sitting 15th on the ladder, Bill, and yet only one game and percentage out of the 8 just says what is going on with that ladder at the moment. But really liking what they are doing. You can see there's a system in place, and Doherty's still the leader of it, isn't he, Jim? He was the best and fairest winner of last year. Gibbs, as you mentioned, Bill, Bryce Gibbs.
Super coach points, right? You get 144, 150, that is huge. 208. Like, he kicked 2 very important goals, had 43, 10 tackles. He did it all. Mm. Actually, Lordo gave him 10 votes on Sunday. It was an unbelievable game.
His ball use as well, because you can get 40 and not damage. True. But some of his sticking it inside 52 was just sublime.
Well, else is good? Cruiser.
Yeah, he's had a good...
Isn't he going well?
A good patch of... recent patch, just kick inside 50. The 2 goals he kicked in the last quarter of a crunch game were very good too, Gibbs.
Yep.
So, just about the complete performance, even with Daisy Thomas playing a role, which was not thought possible only 8 weeks ago. So, going really well. Really keen to see what they get crowd-wise on Sunday afternoon, MCGs. I think it's a 3:20 start, Bill. Would we be thinking...
Who are they playing?
70?
Richmond Carlton.
Yep. Nice game.
This is back to the Big Four, Jim. One of the 2 of the original Big Four members.
Well, they're starting to roll. Good crowds for the Tigers, obviously, so they should be. Collingwood, Essendon, nice. Essendon are starting to go all right, too.
Oh,
so
they are.
It's good.
58,000. That was a good crowd Saturday, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Against Sydney. Well done, Tiger supporter.
Yep. Well done. A couple of injuries, Bill. I know you touched on a couple of those early. Michael Barlow out for the year for the Gold Coast Suns. Kurt Tippett has injured himself during the week and will certainly be unavailable this week again, having already played the 2 weekends in the NEAFL. Kelly and Hopper, you touched on. And the interesting one from a Geelong perspective is Scott Selwood will definitely miss with a hamstring strain.
I'll tell you the other interesting one is Cocker too, that's his second little niggle on a hammy, hammy in the last month. So they might give him a nice little break, I think.
Three or four weeker.
Yeah.
Yep. Gold Coast, worrying signs, weren't they? Just on the flip side of that game on the weekend with Carlton, they are now 5-7, and Rodney Eade's hopes of maintaining that role there are not helped by a loss like that.
Are they tethered to them playing in the finals?
Yeah, I had a view at the start of the year that even making the finals was not necessarily enough, but I can't see him at all having that job if they don't. Yeah. And look, things can still play out, and there were some signs, but the consistency of that team has always been its problem, Bill, and it was a game that they just had to win in the context of this season.
They hit the front in the last quarter at home. Yep. You'd think they're going to win. Yep. What's happened to Tommy Lynch? He can't draw, isn't it?
Yeah, he can't. And Liam Jones, second game back, again, took apart one of the big name forwards in the competition. The previous week it was John Patton. We then thought, well, okay, Tom Lynch does things differently to John Patton. He runs deep, he runs around in circles to try and get the space and the freedom. And Liam Jones still went with him, Bill, and it was fun. Swans, we have to acknowledge them, don't we, given the 0-6 start to the year and the fact they've got themselves up to a 5-7 scoreline. The only loss in those last 6 weeks was Hawthorn. A Hawthorn loss by 3 points at home, which they
found some kids.
Yeah, but also they've got their best team back. We spoke to John Longmire before the game, and he acknowledged that it's pretty hard when you haven't got your best players, and now they pretty much have got all their best players, and it's no surprise they're playing better.
Yep. And Joshy Kennedy, I thought, even during those six losses, to me he was still their best player in that period. He wasn't the Josh Kennedy we'd come to know. But since that moment, and even maybe rounds 5 and 6, he's elevated his game to somehow new levels again.
And Isaac Heaney, very good on the weekend.
Just before the bus, I want to give Newcombe Power, a team down there in the Bellarine Peninsula, down there at Geelong.
Oh, hello.
They had their first win, Jim.
Mid-demo segment.
Yeah, well, we've got the buses coming. So 1,463 days between wins. Oh. 71 losses they've had, and they won on the weekend, and they're still partying. They've had Mad Sunday, Mad Monday. So well done to Newcombe.
Well done to Newcombe.
They won't get a bus.
They won't, but we're going to send one down, sorry, Jim, to Arden Street.
Ooh,
have to. Yeah. Bad loss to Richmond before the bye, and then a really bad loss on the weekend, Jim, against St Kilda. No life at all in that four-quarter game against the Saints.
Disappointed with that.
No good at all in the third quarter against Richmond.
Got to bring the heat purple. You can't. North Melbourne, it doesn't matter how good or bad a season they're having, cannot win without bringing the heat.
No.
There was nowhere near enough
heat.
And
some skill too would be good.
Well, Bill, you get one follows the other. We were just... I've never seen us pressured as badly and handle the pressure as badly as that for a long time.
And we'll leave that other one, Bill, over at West Coast, because while they had a win on the most recent game... We're not bringing it back just yet. We can't react too much.
So we're just going to see how they...
We're going to leave it there. Going to leave it there. They've got a game against Melbourne on the weekend. We'll bring it back if they perform well on that one.
All right. Nice seeing you, Purple. Look forward to seeing you during the week.
Thanks, boys.
That was Damo's recovery session.
Well done, Purple.
Coat Hire will help make your job happen. 13 15 52 or coathire.com.au. Triple M.
I love the banter at junior sport, Bill. My kids play footy on a Sunday morning.
Yep.
I went along to, I can't recall where the ground was, but it was north of the city.
Oh.
And I'm watching early morning, so she's chilly.
Haven't been out that way.
She's fresh, Bill.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm parked there, and I love it. The kids all have a ball, and the games are played in great spirit. It's wonderful, under 10s.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I'm sitting there, and I'm looking out, and next to me, about a metre away, are these lovely couple who are watching, obviously, their young bloke play in the other team.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got the very early understanding that they were from the opponents, but they were terrific people. Anyway, my young bloke's mob were comfortably in front, Bill. Right. I think she was pretty one-sided, this clash.
Your young bloke doing well too, I suppose.
I don't think that necessarily the case might have been best on. But Bill, more importantly, the game was pretty much being played down one end.
Yep.
Anyway, I'm standing there, they seem like really nice people, and so I just turned to them halfway through the third quarter, and I said, I love the fact that you're playing in the old Fitzroy jumpers.
Oh, good. Yes.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
I said, that is absolutely fantastic. Mm. The lady turned to me and she said, yep, and we're playing like Fitzroy used to as well.
Getting belted, Jim.
That's not what I meant. Yeah. I just meant I love the old jumper that your kids are wearing. You
know? Mm.
But it reminded me, Bill, of the funny stuff you hear at junior sport. I love it. The bants.
The bants, Jim. The bants. The banter between... Well, sometimes
just the parents and the...
Well, the parents and the umpires, Jim.
We don't condone any of that. We need the umpires to be respected.
I was listening to some on Saturday, Jim, at Geelong College.
Might have been coming out of your mouth. That's what it might have been.
Well, you can get frustrated sometimes,
Bill,
Jim.
Well, Bill, 133353, hence.
Yes.
Tell us the very humorous stuff you've heard at junior sport. It can be netball, it can be cricket, it doesn't matter what it is.
Tennis.
Just the Hume, Bill. It's called Hume.
Oh, listen to...
It's the Hume that you get when you're watching junior sport. I love it. Ring us with your best example,
please.
Early Sunday morning, yep. I'm watching under-10s game of football, and I loved the fact that the opposition, which I didn't realise, I must admit, were called Fitzroyville.
Fitzroy, dude.
Were wearing the brilliant old Fitzroy
jumpers, the old one.
Fantastic. Good. I turned to one of the parents next, lovely couple next to me, and said, I love the fact that your kids are wearing those jumpers. And she said, yep. And they're playing like Fitzroy too, because she was a bit one-sided, Bill. But I had a chuckle. Anyway, Sue's from McRae. We're talking about the funny stuff here at Junior Sport.
We are indeed. Okay, Sue.
Hi, how you going?
How do you do?
Well, I've got three sons, so I spent a lot of time at junior football.
Yep.
And one particular Sunday, I was umpiring. I was a boundary umpire for under 12, and I blew the whistle, and I hear a woman's voice yell out, "You're wrong, you white maggot." And I turned around, and it was my 85-year-old mother.
Your own mum?
Yes.
Oh, no.
And my father was so disgusted, he refused to come to a game again with my mother.
You can't be saying white that, maggot. Mum.
And it's mum.
No.
Oh, come on.
But well, she was a very vocal woman.
All right. Stay there, Sue. I like that. Lee's in Werribee. Hey, Lee.
Going on, JB?
We're going beautifully, mate. What about the junior sport? I love it. What have you heard?
I was at a cricket game. My little brother was playing. He would have only been about 14 filling in the seniors.
Yep.
And fielding, a bloke batting, had probably been in the same paddock as Bill. He was a bit older, put on a couple of kegs.
Yes.
Yes.
And my brother was giving him a hard time about running between the wicket. The guy turned around and said, "Just zip it, buddy. I've eaten dinners bigger than you."
So nice. Your 14-year-old brother's given plenty of lip. Jeez.
Yeah, he's not bad at it.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Stay there. Gail in Oakley. Hey, Gail.
Hi. I was watching a netball team, an under-12s netball game, and the one team wasn't going so well. So one of the fathers yelled out, "Come on, girls, if you don't lift your game, I'm going to have to put on a skirt and come out and show you how it's done." And one of the fathers from the opposition turned and said, "Come on, Stan, it's not Saturday night. Keep your pants on."
Oh, nice.
Good bants.
That's great bants. Yeah. That's perfect bants. All right, Mark's in Geelong. Hello, Marco.
Hey, JB, Billy, how you going?
Hey, Marco.
Yeah, how are we?
Yeah, going well. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Good on you.
What happened, Matt?
Mark,
yeah, it's you. Well,
I said mate, but anyway, sorry, Marco.
That's all right. Yeah, I umpired a game of footy years ago at Geelong Grammar, yeah. The old grudge match, Geelong Grammar, Melbourne Grammar.
Yes.
Aaron Lord was playing.
Yeah.
Just before he got signed up for the Cats.
Yes.
And he got a little bit aggressive and clocked a bloke, and the other umpy sent him off.
Mm-hmm.
And coming off the ground after the game, the old man, is it Stuart or Elster, Billy?
No, that's not his. That's not his dad, but they, of course, the great Lord twins, yes. Who one of them won a Brownlow, but they're not his dad, no.
No, okay, yeah, anyway, his old man approached us after the game and got in amongst us, and it got a bit heated, and my old man actually was there watching me, and he stepped in and said, "What's the problem?" And the old man said, "Oh, you've sent my son off," and he said, "No, he didn't. The other bloke did."
The other bloke did.
So, he calmed down. He calmed down after that.
I like that.
Would have been Lordo's mum. Dude, she used to get very involved, his mum. She was very involved with the footy. She was.
Lordo? Are we Dale staying down in Geelong, Bill?
Hello, Dale.
Yay, Billy and JB, how you going?
What did you hear, Dale?
Look, it's very funny, mate. We used to go to the footy quite late out in the outer on a Saturday or Sunday at KP, you know?
Yeah, what and, footy? At Geelong?
Geelong. One of the main games there, you know, was down up the outer.
Yeah.
And every time the ball was bounced, the first start of the match, you know, the umpire bounces the ball, the opposition gets a free kick, and there's a bloke in the crowd yells out, from the opposition, that is, "He's been doing it all day."
Been doing it all day.
Nice.
Oh,
perfect.
That is good.
Joel and Chip. Hello, Joel.
How you going, boys?
Funny Joel stuff you've heard at junior sport.
Yeah, just this is me mum. I was early young, take a plane for the Merton Cats against me high school team.
Yeah,
yes. College, and you've always got that one embarrassing mum in the crowd, and it happened to be me mum.
Yeah.
Get off him, that's my boy. After the game, everyone's going, "Who was that crazy lady?" After we're singing the song, "Oh, that was just me mum."
Yeah, that's mum.
And did the old walk of shame Monday morning, going into Notre Dame, and all the boys are going, "Who was that crazy lady at the footy on the weekend?"
Yeah, that's mum.
Yeah, that's me mum.
Yeah, that's it.
Crazy, mate.
All right, Johnny.
I told you, Jim, about George Zampin when we played at Drury, and Mrs. Zampin used to get on the sidelines. "Come on, the Jojo! Come on, the Jojo!" That's all she'd say the whole day.
All day.
All day.
Johnny's in Phillip Island. Hello, John.
Oh, g'day, JB and Billy. How you going?
Good, Johnny.
Beautifully. What about the funny stuff you've heard at junior sport?
Mate, I was at a football game between North Frankston and Mount Eliza.
Yes.
And anyway, the North Frankston mob were getting pretty rowdy there, and they were carrying on a bit. And one wag from the Mount Eliza mob said, "Oh, you know, look, just shut your mouth or we'll put your rent up."
Oh, no.
That's not bad.
The Mount Eliza people cracked up, and needless to say, the North Frankston people weren't amused at all.
Beautiful. Mount Eliza Redlegs got a lot of kids down there. Good junior development.
Best thing I've ever heard over the fence was when Dennis Lilly came back to play for Tasmania. He played about three games for Scarborough in the first grade comp in Perth before he went over to play the first Shield game for Tassie. And when he came on to bowl a score from the opposition mob, said, Bowler's name.
How good's that? That is good.
The top flight, Bridge Duclos, not far away. We love when she comes in, of course. But now we've got to get to social media, Bullets.
We do indeed. Jim will replay that too, by the way. Mm-hmm. We're only going to have a couple because we're running very, very late today.
Oh, come on then.
Sean Phelan said, would love to hear Bill pronounce Farquhar Zaman, who was the man of the match in the Pakistan versus India game.
Yes.
He made 114,
he
Jim.
Got that all right.
Farquhar Zaman. And then our winner. Our winner is the grumpy old man, Bradley D. Jones.
What's he saying?
Well, he was umpiring an under-14s game, Jim.
Yep.
And one of the lads who was playing said to him, "You're so bad, your sister would be better than you." And his response was, "I know, she's kicked four on you so far."
Oh,
bang! So grumpy old bad, man, grumpy. Brad, you've won this.
Yep, the tradie underwear ultimate toolbox tradie pack with jocks, pants, socks and a beanie in there as well.
Not bad, not bad. Yeah. All right, I can see the top flight wandering
Jim, and
in.
Then we'll
she's
get the
ready
flight.
To go too. Well, we need to find out what she's been up to. She's denimed right up. A storm.
One of our favourites back in studio, Bridget Duclos.
Thank you.
Look at you could go the top flight. You denimed up a storm.
Yeah, it's called you. Well, denim's very in this year. You clearly haven't noticed. No, we've got jeans on.
What do you reckon I've got on?
What about denim on denim? Can you do that?
I love denim on denim.
Do you?
In fact, I like couples that both wear denim.
You look like you've just come off some sort of property in Wyoming or Nebraska or Montana or somewhere like that.
Is there a
like
very
that?
Rich stud owner
yeah,
there
I
with
think
me?
There might
Ooh.
Be.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
There's a little dream.
Oh, no, you could have a bit of that.
That's a little bit of a dream. Not
Devil
a
on horseback.
Where's Wyoming again?
What would you do on the farm?
I'd be so bloody bored.
You would.
When the top flight had a farm up at
in Adelaide
was,
Hills.
And those horses, I used to think, oh, why does he live there?
Yeah. He didn't mind.
I need a cafe latte.
I
near
didn't
me.
Do the horse bit.
No, you didn't. But you were allowed it around.
Yeah, I did.
Do you have a coffee every day? Have you got your favourite coffee shop?
Yep.
Whereabouts?
Yep. It's what's in Ripon Lee at the moment.
Ripon Lee.
When I say I go wherever I am. I've got a favourite on every suburb.
So you and the girls or just yourself?
Oh, just myself. Can't be bothered.
I had a haircut today as the top flight noticed no one else. It's such a chick thing.
Boys don't notice
things
like that.
But yeah, it's fine.
Nice haircut.
But it was straight across the road from Drugstore Espresso,
which
used to be my local in Toorak Road.
Yeah.
And that I was reminded today when I went back and got a coffee from there
how
good
much
their coffee is.
Yeah.
Their coffee's very good.
And that's why I could never live on a farm.
Mm. You're right, because you've got to make your own.
Couldn't bear it. Couldn't do it. And they're not the same.
But how many do you have? How many do you have a day?
Oh, God, when we did breakfast top flight, we used to have about 20 before 9, then we'd have Vegemite on toast.
Yeah, we did.
That was our day.
No wonder we were so unhealthy.
No wonder it was such a great show.
Looking forward to our holiday so much. Now, what have you been up to, please? You've come in with a piece of paper.
Do you know what? I've been doing some personal development. Now, I am not a personal developer, as you know, at the top flight. I'm not one to read books, you know, like The Power of
Self-Improvement and stuff.
How to be better with people and how to be pretty. I do how to be prettier, but that's different. Yeah. I don't do mind sort of development.
Wellness.
Yeah, I don't do much wellness or mindfulness.
It's big now, the wellness.
It's huge. Mindfulness. In fact, all the schools are putting in wellness centres.
Yeah, they are. Exactly right.
But I am doing a little bit of self-development because I've got a bit of a
good,
plan
because you
future.
Need to develop.
I need to develop.
You've got a plan.
I've got a little bit of a plan for the future. Anyway,
might
this
be a bit
lovely
late.
Friend of mine who's helping me said, what you've got to do is work out what your strengths are
and
what your weaknesses are.
Right.
And you've got to know yourself.
Yes.
Now, honest question, do you reckon you know yourself, top five?
Not
you
well first? Enough.
Well, blokes do. Blokes think they do, don't they?
Do
but
you,
they'd
Billy?
Be shocked. Well, I think I know my good points and my bad points.
What's
yes.
your? Well, let's just start with a bad point.
I don't listen or say I'm wrong or sorry, and you're bad
I
at
am
that.
Very, very stubborn.
Yeah, stubborn.
Right.
Yeah,
right. Way too stubborn.
You're bad at that. Yeah. Yes, you are.
Okay, let's leave it on bad points.
Good stuff going.
Yes.
What about you? What did you find?
What did you think?
I'm just going to read you a couple of quotes. And you.
What did you think your bad points?
Well, I filled in the survey about myself.
Yes.
All right. And
what did it come back with?
What it's come up with. My family have laughed so hard because they said, anyway, it's quite sad. Here we go.
Righto.
This is how I see myself. I have a social life that's full.
Yes.
But they say her. So her social life is full, but she can sometimes forget the finer details when planning for events. She wants to be recognised and praised.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
And is demotivated when others do not show approval or reject her. She becomes demotivated and restless if she's working in solitude. This is my favourite, though.
Yes.
She's at her best working with groups of cooperative people and dislikes tasks that are factual or actually need high degrees of accuracy.
God flight.
Spot on.
House Anne tends to switch topics when she can't see anything useful.
That's it.
I am just a lightweight.
So if we're not talking about yourself, you bring it back to
It's more that I just don't care about detail. I have no attention to detail whatsoever.
But I would also read into that something I've known for the 23 years I've known you, and that is that you are a properly needy bitch.
Is that otherwise known as a PNB? Well, I'll tell you what, but they reckon my motto might be live now, pay later. Yes. Never has anyone known themselves better than me.
That's gold.
I cannot tell you. It's quite frightening.
So sitting back and reading that, do you think it's true now?
It is so spot on. Mm. And I know where I need to lift, I don't think. But I just don't know if I can start thinking now.
What do you think? What do you think about me?
I just can't think. But what's interesting is a girl I'm going to be doing some work with, she did it too on herself.
Yes.
And she's very strong in the thinking.
Oh.
Yeah, she's strong in the thinking and detail.
Right.
Well, that's good. So you'd be a good pair.
We could be a good pair, which is why they do this thing. Do you remember we did a survey at Top Flight many years ago, The Cage, I think it was at the time, and they tried to work out our personalities because there were so many of us, there were about six of us in the show, and it was getting a bit sort of...
It got a bit awkward,
it? Was getting a bit awks at times, so they made us do this this study to work out what we were. And I know what I came out. I was like an annoying mozzie who's in your ear going, bzz, 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 bzz.
Which is true.
Which was sad.
I can't remember what I was.
You came out as a boring bitch. A needy, boring bitch.
That's it.
We're more with the Top Flight after this.
The wonderful Bridget DeClaire.
What do you think about that, Leroy? A set of life advice.
The Top Flight is just in the break. Told me the most ridiculous piece of non-information.
That's what I say.
He said, Lisa.
His
young friend.
Not that young.
Yeah.
I think you can.
She's not that young.
Well, she's not your age.
But she's not as she thinks I'm a bit weird, which I am.
Yeah.
What, really?
Yeah. And I said to her the other day, because she was worried about, she misinterpreted something I said as being a problem or not a problem. Whatever. I said, listen, I know I can get a bit weird, but I said to her, there's never going to be a problem with anything ever.
What does that mean?
That means don't ever worry about anything.
What?
Like, just get on with
say it.
Say
it properly.
What?
Don't ever worry about anything.
I'd just like to say to your Rochelle family out there, now you can get on with your life knowing that.
But that's to your partner. Like, because I know she worries about stuff, and I just say,
worries that you're weird.
Don't ever worry about anything. There will never be a problem ever with anything.
I want someone to say that to me, but I want to believe it. I don't believe you.
Speaking of problems, tell us about.
I've been on the phone today to frequent flyer for, and I'm not exaggerating, I had the speaker on, so I was doing my business the other day. I reckon an hour and a half. Because I'd lost my PIN.
Oh,
yeah. You know, that old one. And you had to do security questions online to get it back, and I couldn't remember.
Mother's maiden name.
Mother's maiden name. No, I couldn't remember that. I knew my birth date.
Oh, that's good.
But I couldn't remember when I joined frequent flyer because I didn't have a card. Right? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, I'm going down. Sorry.
Hello.
The seat just went down.
Is that the actress to the bishop?
More tea, vicar.
Excuse me, imagine. Anyway, after that, I finally, after getting onto this girl in 2 seconds, got my password.
Mm.
But I then thought, right, how am I going to remember it? Because while I can't remember things, everything will be all right.
Yes.
And I looked at all my passwords, and I have got more than 12 different passwords. And I can't remember any of them. And the reason I keep changing them is because I forget them. And then you get locked out.
But if you have one, what if you had one?
Well, I had one, and then I used it. And now I forgot it, even though I had one.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't let me use it again.
Right.
So that's when you have to change.
Yes.
And then you can't go back to it. So I have got absolutely no idea.
There's my passwords. I put them in the phone.
Yeah, I do the same.
Yeah.
What if you lose your phone?
Well, you're in trouble.
I just saw yours as a betting password.
Yeah, Crown Bet, Tab.
Gamble responsibly.
Yeah. They're all there. Crown Bet, Tab. Triple M when you got to log in here.
Yes.
All that.
So mine are very different to yours. I've got
Have you got kids' names?
I've got all sorts of ridiculous stuff in here. Yeah,
but you need to put them in your phone, which mine are too. You need to have a password to get into your phone.
That's
so you need
right.
a password to get to your passwords.
And Billy, I put my passwords in my computer, then my computer crashed. So I lost all my passwords. I'm just interested. Is there a way? Because sometimes you're not allowed to just have 2222.
Yeah.
You've got to have, you know, like a capital S.
Capital
one. What about when someone else has stolen yours? Yeah. I tried to put one in the other day and someone said, no, too frequently used.
Isn't there a
Someone stumped my bloody password.
That happened to me with trying to do Twitter. There was a Bridget Duclos already. I'm like, who's that?
Exactly right.
I want to see them.
There's only one.
I want to know what they're like.
Dashlane, I reckon. There's a really good app on your which tells you your password or whatever. Apparently it's a very good app.
Has it got sports bet?
But you need a password to get into it.
The TAB master.
So you have one master password, but I don't know. I forgot what.
The gentleman's gallery. Does that need a password?
Yeah.
And the other one I don't understand are people who have got the ability to find out their amount of money they got in their account and pay bills and all the rest of it just on
their phone.
Yeah. Well, it takes me hours. I can't do at phone a home banking. Computer.
Cannot do phone banking.
Oh no, it's not hard. I can do that.
I can't do phone banking. I do internet banking. You're a bit very behind.
Banker. No, I can do internet banking, but it takes hours. I'm not going to fart around. I watch people do it while they're waiting in the queue at Coles. They're just going money across.
If your lovely girl's listening, it's not going to be all right. She needs to know that. Have you just heard that bit of information?
There's stuff I lean on the younger ones for.
Exactly. That's the younger girlfriend. Oh, yes. That's
what are you doing?
I'm standing like this.
Look at her. She's
Simon's in Pioneer Bay. Hello, Simo.
Hi, Simon.
Simo.
Yeah, mate.
What do you got for the top flight?
Okay, the easiest way to do a password is use an old car rego.
Oh.
Don't know the rego I've got now.
Yeah.
I seriously don't. I hate to say it, I do not know my rego now, let alone one I had last time.
Oh, no. Let's get to Gaff, who's in Templeton. Hello, Gaff.
How are you going, guys?
What's your thoughts on this, please?
Very good. Got a great suggestion. So you could have the one word. So Bridget Duclos and your date of birth, which is about 1980, I'm guessing. For Commonwealth Bank, you just have C at the end and leave it at that.
Oh.
So for each... So Bridget, you have the same thing you said for the last letter, the same, the different, depending where you're in.
Ah.
Bridget Duclos, 1980 C.
1980. Mm. Oh, God.
You should have
I dream of 1980.
You should have no problem remembering this letter.
Do you know, I saw 1980, that is my birth date, because that's exactly what Guff can't read, told us.
Gaffy.
I'm too old because it wasn't 1980.
Yep.
Hey, one thing I saw on the news the other day, because you know how those passport dramas, did you see that thing where they might be getting rid of passports, everything, you will walk... to an airport, you don't need an e-ticket, you don't need anything. Oh. You walk through, they look at your face, facial recognition, you're on your way to London, sir.
Wow.
Yeah.
With no other form of ID
unless
needed.
You're really ugly.
Yeah. won't recognise them. You don't reckon?
Yeah, if you're ugly, you don't get through.
All right. Have we got one more to take here? Fee from Sunbury. Hey, Fee.
Hi, how you going, guys?
Good. What's your advice here, please?
Okay, I used to work for a bank, so I know that, you know, it can be difficult sometimes. You can't have the same password for everything. Some need capital letters, some need numbers, and so on and so forth. My trick is to email them to myself. My email account has the same password, doesn't ever change, and if I do need to have different passwords, email them, and that's it.
That is such a good idea.
It's not a bad idea.
Or email them to a friend who you trust, maybe.
Well, no.
Because I don't trust myself.
No.
What about my mum?
She'd take off with the coin.
She's
trying to get your account drowned.
She'd just take off. She's in over in, buddy.
I think you'll find it's the other way around, actually. I'd take off with hers.
She just sends a photo from Monte Carlo.
Come on, mum. What are you off to do now, please?
I'm actually going home. Actually, to see my mum. We've done a deal. It wasn't a deal. I rang her to say I've made you some lamb shank soup.
Oh,
and
nice.
She said, well, how funny. I was about to tell you I've made an orange cake.
Oh,
so we're doing a deal.
Ah, bring those two together.
Brown paper bag sort of stuff.
The shanks for the cake.
I'm going to hand the shanks over. You know, dirty lane somewhere.
Yeah.
And she's going to give me the orange cake.
Soup's not tea. We have had this discussion
soup
before.
Is... it is now. No, the one I do is got lentils. You give them like a baguette each.
Yeah. Well, Chaz, your eldest son is a big, massive bastard, Chaz Michael. He won't be happy with lentil soup.
Well, guess what? He's going to have to be.
But he's got some good cake.
He's got good cake. He'll eat the whole cake. He'll do the whole orange cake.
Oh, no doubt.
But you know what it's like. You've got four kids.
Yeah.
Well, both of you.
Yeah.
You can't cook more than, you know, this, I don't like that, or like this, or I don't like that. It's like,
no, it's one meal each, and that's all they get.
Like when they were, you know, like back in the 1700s, where, you know, if you didn't like your food, you didn't eat it.
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't have mum cooking up another something.
No, never.
Oh. 1700s.
I'm flat out cooking the one.
1700. We're all sitting around the rock fire. Were we in the cave?
And the witch was on the stake.
1700.
They had dinner in the 1700s, didn't they?
I'm sure they did.
Over there, what was that witch's thing called? Coven.
Right back. Top Flight, good seeing you. Thanks for dropping by.
Yeah, no problem.
Look forward to seeing you shortly.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Righto, Jim, what are we doing?
What we're doing here is we're either holding the ball.
Yes.
Or it's play on.
So what do you mean?
Well, I'll ask you a question.
Yep.
And you've got to give me the answer. Is it holding the ball?
Which is?
Or is it play on?
Play on, righto.
Righto, so play on is no and holding the ball is yes.
Yes.
Basically, that's how this works. So I'll give you an example.
Righto.
And it also just happens to be the first question.
But hang on, we've got
a bit of magic here.
Oh, hello.
The Rush Hours.
Oh!
Play on!
Oh, hello. I didn't even know that had been done.
I'd worked on that.
You worked on that, did you, Bill?
There's a bit of work gone in.
All right. Question number one.
Yes, please.
Are you ready for me?
Yep.
The Western Bulldogs have drunk their own bathwater. Holding the ball or play on?
Play on, Jim. Ooh. Play on.
Play on.
That's it. Let them go, Jim. They'll come good. Don't worry about that. They're very, 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 very well coached, and I think they will improve. So play on there.
Right.
Don't agree with it.
No, no.
I'll ask you one, Jim.
I'm just reading the question. Oh. Yes, go on.
Oh, India. Is this like a good callback?
I don't know. Could be.
India cricket team, Jim.
Stolen it from Mike and Mike. Go on.
Are they the greatest front runners in world sport?
Holding the ball. No doubt about it, Bill. Farcical how they operate. Mm. When they get out in front, Bill, it's very hard to catch them. But when you put them under a modicum of pressure. They fold like a house of cards. And last night in the final of the Champions Trophy was a great example. Chasing 320, bundled out for 170, didn't fire a shot.
Lost by 180.
Did not
runs.
Give a yelp.
Yep, I'm with you, Jim.
So, Bill, I'm agreeing with you 100%.
You know who you can throw in there too? South Africa.
Yeah, they're good at
it. They're out in the semi-finals again.
They're good at it. All right, here's one. Real estate agents who underquote, so in other words, if you're looking to buy a house and they say ranging between 800,000 and a million,
yes,
you turn up and it goes for 1.2 million,
yes,
the agent should have to stump up half of the extra, 100 grand.
The 200, they should put up 100, half. Jim. Totally agree with you. Ball! With their fancy suits and their fancy words and suave and get around. Get stuff. They shouldn't be able to do that, Jim. That's I know there's a rule come in, but no, that is ball. They can't do that.
That's it. Part with the 100, and I'll tell you, it'll stop happening immediately.
Pull them back a bit.
It won't happen a minute later.
Exactly right. Jim?
Yes?
Four umpires. Hasn't worked. They all stand around looking at each other.
Holding the ball. No doubt about it, Bill. I don't understand why it was brought in anyway. I didn't think that the number of umpires on the ground was an issue prior to the three moving to four.
Yep.
But I'm totally with you. Every time over the last 2 weeks there's been confusion on the ground, it's because one ump's looking at the other one going, is it yours, is it mine? And therefore it's been a stuff up. Putting guts left lean, just put your hand high in the air and say that ain't working and get rid of it.
Might have got that wrong.
Exactly. That's what I'd be doing, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think of that one?
We'll work on it, Jim.
A segment?
We'll have a chat.
Ball or?
It's a segment.
It's all right. Holding the ball or play on?
Holding the ball.
Oh! Bill, I tell you what we need
to do. I know we've got to try things, Jim.
I'll tell you what we need to do next.
But not on a Monday. We're not at our best.
Look at the people all calling. They've loved it.
Yeah.
Holding the ball, play on. They can't get enough of it, Bill. Rubber's out in Werribee. Rubber's saying, give me more of that.
I reckon we should have gone with good call, bad call, Jim. Just pinched it off the other mob.
As we're saying it, I'm thinking of, I'll tell you what, Mike and Mike, by the way,
yes,
on ESPN,
yep,
my favourite show, and they did call it something. As we're halfway through it, I'm thinking, what did they actually call this?
Why didn't you go with that, Jim?
Well, I can't remember. That's why.
Fat and Skinny's ad agency.
If you want Fat and Skinny's ad agency's help, we can bring it to you.
For the Citroen Berlingo van, featuring reverse camera and rear parking sensors.
All right, because of the Citroen Berlingo's insistence,
yes, Jim,
we have brought the Fat and Skinny ad agency back, and the first of our reincarnations, if you like, will be on Wednesday.
Wednesday?
I know.
Wow, we, Jim.
So you'll hear. And we have had that many. Look at this. It's like a Bible.
I know. Plenty coming in, Jim.
Inquiries of people wanting help with their business. They get a rebranding. They get an answering machine message. And they get a jingle.
And $10,000 worth of advertising, Jim, to the winner.
That's way back behind what we give them, and a Berlingo van. Happy with those two things, Bill, but they're much happier with the presents we give them in the marketplace.
I know, Jim. We spoke to, Funky Cat the other day. They're still going and flying, thanks to us. Just a nice little lift.
But so many of these people say, I've been around for 13 years. I'm running a pretty good business, but I want to be launched into the stratosphere.
That's it, Jim. Launched.
And the only way you can be launched is by enlisting the help of the Fat and Skinny ad agency. Yeah. As this mob did, Coco Valve.
What?
The Coco Valve.
The Coco.
But, Bill, I don't remember enough about this company to know what they were prior to us making them Coco Valve.
This is 2011.
This is 2011, Bill. That feels like 40 years ago to me.
Oh, no.
Anyway, this is the jingle we came up for them. Enjoy.
When the water's pissing out of your trough, you need to get in touch with Coco Valve. If the meter's running hot, cause there's a block, and the water everywhere's giving you the shits. Don't do your block at the trough, it's a no-brainer. Always get the boys, they're the best from down at Keysborough. Coco, Coco Valve, yeah! Coco, Coco Valve, ooh. Oh, Coco Valve, ooh. Oh, Coco Valve.
Oh, no.
No,
Bill.
Jim.
We got to put an end to these. I can't even remember doing that.
I honestly cannot
remember.
What's
wrong with you, by the way?
You can't sing.
No timing.
I got no rhythm, no timing.
No timing.
I never have, by the way.
Can't sing.
So don't make me bloody sing.
You'll be
Jim.
Singing, Bill.
Oh, no.
Wednesday, when we get our newbie up, you'll be up front.
So we're nearly
I'm
there,
I'm just
are
a
we?
Backing vocalist. You're up
no,
front.
No, you're our man.
Are
you
Bill,
can sing.
You've
got timing.
Up front, and I can't wait for it.
You've got lyrics.
We're laying it down, to use the old rock and roll term.
Are we?
We're laying it down tomorrow, Bill.
Oh, no, Jim. Not too many lines for me,
yeah,
please.
You'll have them all right off the top.
Coco Valve.
Ooh. Yeah, but then listen to how Bill comes in. So it's ooh, and then we're waiting, and it's like, no! Seriously, it's not that hard.
Well, I can't sing. I can't dance. I find it hard to do anything.
We are going to get to a break, but yes. Be listening Wednesday.
Awesome. Footy news doing the rounds.
Hello, we're going to get to that next. But Wednesday, we will have the first Fat and Skinny ad agency helpage. Now, Bill, a bit of footy before you get to the joke.
Match review panel, Jim. Mm-hmm. Two Blokes got a week suspension. Matt Rosa. For striking Dale Thomas, was it? D. Thomas? And Zach Jones, a week for striking Butler from Richmond. And all the others are fines, Jim. Joel Seward, $1,000.
Yes.
Jake Stringer, $1,500. Neville Jetter, $1,000. Buddy Franklin, $1,000 on Menadue, hit him in the shoulder.
That was the one that started that all. Well, not all in, but a bit of push and shove.
So they're all fines, all those. And Alex Rance, cleared in actions against Buddy Franklin. That's for acting. They had a look at that for acting, Jim, which is all right. That's good. Dale Thomas is cleared of his contact with Saad. And Jack Revolt cleared. And $1,000 to Nick Revolt. He actually whacked
a little Scott. Just, Scotty Thompson. As I said on Saturday, Scooter wears it as a badge of honour.
He
needs to get punched every game, Scooter. If he doesn't, he doesn't think he's played properly.
Tell you what is big news over in Port Adelaide. They have lost Darren Burgess, who's their fitness, very, very good fitness
highly
man.
Highly regarded. Yep.
Highly regarded. He's agreed to terms to go to Arsenal. Arsenal, Jim. Mm. It'd be a $1 or $2 million deal.
Massive.
Have to be. So Darren Burge, and he leaves now immediately. Oh. So he's got to go straight away because they've got to get him right
for
pre-season.
I don't think they pay as highly as people think, the big clubs over there, for their staff.
Players are on $1 million
yeah,
a week. A week.
I know, but I don't think they pay as highly as you would think they would that sort of thing.
Lindsay Thomas.
Big for him, yep.
Yeah, Lindsay Thomas has accepted a one-match ban for striking, one in the VFL.
Yep.
For old Linz. And Western Bulldogs have put out a little tweet saying our worst fears for Ling Jong have been confirmed. He'll miss the remainder of the year. For old Linz. Ling Jong, who hurt that knee. So that is bad news for him.
Can't take a trick, obviously, after what happened last year.
Oh, exactly. Four players have got 10 from the coaches, Jim.
Yep.
Seb Ross, who's playing some really good footy at the Saints. Alex Rance. They were defeated, of course, but he got the 10 votes. Ooh. Dane Zorko is on fire,
your
Jim.
Man.
I like the Zorks, the magician. Mm. Bryce Gibbs, of course, he was outstanding. And the pig, he got 10 votes.
Pig Hibbard.
I've got a new leader in that coach's award.
Go on.
Elliot Yo.
Wow.
He's on 57.
Nice.
Joel Selwood, 56. Dustin Martin, 53. Rory Sloan, 53. Patrick Dangerfield, 52. Gary Ablett, 50.
Always midfielders.
I know. There's not, and then there's Clayton Oliver, Pendlebury, Ross, midfielders, Kelly, Merritt.
Yep. So what chance of the umpires, they're always criticised with the Brownlow that it's a midfielders award. What chance have they got if the coaches who know more about footy than anyone else in the game always give that award to a midfielder?
Exactly right.
Don't get it. All right, Bill.
Some good feedback on our
ball. The first segment. They loved it. We're going to rebadge that and go again next week. Now, Bill. Something humorous?
Yes, just a little one.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke. Ringwood Nester. End of financial year deals plus 2K minimum trade-in.
Oh, good on it. Ringwood Mazda, Jim.
Nice.
Thank you very much. 2K minimum trading.
That's Glenn Archer, of course, out there. Archie boy. All right, Archie boy. Let's give them something funny.
All right, you ready out there, fans? Here we go.
No.
A penguin, Jim.
Oh, we're Irish? Or just a penguin?
No, just a penguin.
Oh, right.
Why did I sound Irish?
Yes.
A penguin, Jim, walks into a bar.
Yes.
He goes up to the counter and asks the bartender, "Have you seen my brother?" The bartender looks at him, Jim.
On this penguin.
He says, "I don't know. What's he look like?"
Oh, no.
What's he look like, Jim? I dare say he looked like a penguin.
Yeah, I reckon, Bill, yeah. Yeah, I reckon. And this
Jake, you like that,
just
Jake?
The accent on the penguin. That's the
he was an Irish penguin.
He was a bit sort of...
but his brother wasn't. Actually, he was a bartender.
Yeah, that's it. Anyway.
Oh, we've got to finish off with...
Here we go.
There it is.
Oh, no. How bad are you? Out of your trough, you need to get in touch with Coco Bell. If the meter's running hot, because there's a block, and the water everywhere's giving you the shits. Don't do your block at the trough. It's a no-brainer. Always get the boys. They're the best from down at Keysborough. Coco Val. Yeah. Here we are. Coco Val. It's not my favourite bit. Here we are. Listen to the fat. Coco Val. Another one. Ooh. Here he comes. Wait for me.
Coco Val. Ooh. Triple M's Rush Hour podcast for Motorsport Wheels and Tyres, Australia's largest range of wheel and tyres at two great locations, Mount Derrimut Road, Derrimut, and South Gippsland Highway, Dandenong South, or online at mswt.com.au.